Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to Strong Starts, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to kickstart your day. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, especially in our always-on world. Setting boundaries and prioritizing self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, running on fumes, saying yes even when your soul screams no? You know that feeling when you're so stretched thin, you feel like you're about to snap? Yeah, me too. Trust me, I've been there. Done that, got the frayed nerves to prove it. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're going to unlock some powerful strategies for setting boundaries that protect your energy and empower you to prioritize self-care. Let's get real, folks. In today's world, we're bombarded with demands from every direction. Work emails pinging at all hours, social media notifications vying for our attention, family and friends needing a piece of us. It can feel like an endless tug of war for our time and energy. That's where setting boundaries comes in. It's not about being selfish or uncaring, it's about consciously choosing how you spend your precious time and energy so that you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Think of it like this. Imagine a beautiful, intricate vase. It's designed to hold something special, something valuable. But if you keep piling things into it, random trinkets, heavy stones, things that don't belong eventually, the vase can become overloaded and break. That's what happens when we neglect to set boundaries. We let everything and everyone fill our lives without considering what truly nourishes us. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those vital boundaries. 1. Know your limits. This is fundamental, folks. Take a good hard look at your energy levels, commitments, and priorities. Figure out what drains you and what revitalizes you. What tasks absolutely must get done? What can be delegated or even let go of completely? 2. Communicate clearly. Once you've identified your limits, don't be afraid to communicate them assertively but respectfully. This might mean saying no to requests that don't align with your priorities, setting expectations for response times, or politely declining invitations if you need some downtime. 3. Schedule self-care. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, prioritize time for activities that recharge your batteries. Whether it's a morning meditation, an evening walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply taking a long bath makes self-care non-negotiable. 4. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, but remember, saying no is not selfish. It's about protecting your time and energy so you can show up fully for the things that truly matter. Start small, decline a social event you don't feel up to, blindly pass on an extra project at work. Each no builds your confidence and strengthens your boundaries. 5. Be kind to yourself. Building healthy boundaries is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. There will be times when you stumble, say yes when you should have said no, or feel overwhelmed. Remember to be kind to yourself throughout the journey. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep adjusting your boundaries until they feel right for you. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager juggling multiple projects, responding to emails all hours of the night, and feeling constantly drained. She was saying yes to everything, trying to be superwoman, but her well-being was suffering. Then one day, Sarah realized she needed to make a change. She started setting boundaries by delegating tasks, blocking off time for focus work, and learning to say no to requests that didn't align with her priorities. She also made time for self-care morning yoga sessions, evening walks in the park, and cozy nights in with a good book. Within weeks, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt more energized, focused, and fulfilled. Her work improved, her relationships deepened, and she rediscovered a sense of joy and balance she thought was long gone. So there you have it. Remember, setting boundaries and prioritizing self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being and success. As always, thanks for tuning into Strong Starts. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Take control of your time, energy, and life. See you tomorrow for another powerful dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.